Hey guys, you're listening to The Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, an author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough.
And discuss how we are enough. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Enough Podcast. We are so excited you're here. This is going to be a good one. Just buckle up, sit back, prepare yourself for the ride, come along with us, and get ready because today we are talking all about enough and humility and the world's definition of what enough is and wherein we really are enough.
We're wanting to talk about the truth of being enough today and how the world says that I am enough versus God saying that we're enough. The difference is when the world says that we're enough, we're saying, I can do whatever I want. I'm good enough. I can pull myself up by my own bootstraps. All I need to do is dig deep and I can do it. Versus God saying that we're enough is we have to accept his robes of righteousness and that literally we actually are not enough without him. It is because of Jesus Christ that now we can say I am enough because of what Jesus has done for us. He did make us fearfully and wonderfully made, and he made us priceless only because of what he has done, only because of the sacrifice that God gave for us are we enough.
We are so loved by him that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. It's so interesting because lately I've been seeing this giant push on social media. It's a trend that kind of comes and goes, and it's based in, like, there's some truth in it. It's coming from a good place. A lot of women are, you know, celebrating their cellulite and celebrating how they are just the way they are. They're not going to change themselves for anybody because they are enough. I am pretty enough. I am strong enough. I am smart enough. But where this gets twisted is when you say, I am enough, because deep down in the core of our being, we know that we aren't enough. We just know exactly how incapable we are, how much we screw up, how much we don't feel prepared. And there's no amount of self-talk that can convince us otherwise. You may be able to bury those feelings of inadequacy and knowing that you're not enough really far down, but they're still there. We still know that we aren't enough on our own. Mm-hmm. Where we are enough is when we allow Jesus to be enough for us. Then are we only truly lifted up and set free to be who we are created to be. Mm-hmm. It's such a weird dichotomy that the world keeps trying to take these awesome, amazing truths of our faith and just remove Jesus from them and still keep the funness of being enough. You know, like, it's true. Because of Jesus, we are enough. But if you take out Jesus and just say, we are enough, it is hollow and it is empty and it is a not firm foundation that will wash away with sand.
You know, growing up, I used to think that humility was thinking less of myself. I used to think that as long as I didn't think that I was good at anything, as long as I put myself down.
Yeah. Like the instant anyone gave you a compliment, the correct thing to do would be to refute that compliment.
Yes, exactly.
You look nice today. Oh no. This dress is old and dirty and I'm ugly.
Yeah. Versus what humility actually is. And we just heard this quote recently, and we believe it's by C.S. Lewis. We're not completely positive, but it said, humility is not thinking less of yourself. Humility is thinking of yourself less.
I love the wordplay there.
I love it
so much
because it literally, I finally had to start realizing that the amount of emphasis I was putting on myself not being good at something was actually just as selfish as thinking that I was amazing at something.
Because the focus was still on you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Another thing that I heard growing up that I absolutely loved was a little jingle, a little song that I learned in kindergarten. And it went something like this. Please pardon my singing. J-O-Y, J-O-Y, this is what it means. Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. So for joy, if you want joy, you put Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. And this concept of humility, of not thinking less of yourself, not making yourself worse than you really are, not constantly putting yourself down, but to just literally think about yourself less, it really does breed true humility, not this artificial humility, and it will bring you joy. It puts you in the perfect position to live a life full of joy and humility. And we've talked a little bit about joy on this podcast, like what actual joy is, not the world's definition of joy, because it's not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It is something else. Anyway, you need to go check out that next podcast after you're done with this one. But where this is so interesting to me is that Jen, I was just like you. I heard growing up, you got to be humble. You got to be humble. You got to be humble. And that meant putting myself down, right? To give the appearance of being humble. And it seems that now there's been this giant pushback of people who are tired of putting themselves down with this false humility. And they're now saying, well, I'm fantastic. And if you don't love me with no makeup on and a hair in a messy bun, then you don't deserve me when my hair's all curled and I got my eyelashes on. Like if you don't take me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Like there's this whole movement of self-empowerment. And I think it's pushback from years of this false humility kind of being in vogue, I guess. So these extremes of being overly humble in the wrong way and bolstering ourselves up and saying we are enough, why are these extremes just, they're like mere reflections of the truth? Why aren't they the actual thing we need to be shooting for? Because they don't have Jesus at the center.
Exactly. If we are not keeping Jesus at the center of everything of our lives, honestly, what's the point? I believe that we are here to bring honor and glory to Jesus. And I believe that when he says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we were made to glorify him. You know, as we said in our last podcast, we're made to be salt and light. And are we doing that by putting ourselves up on a pedestal saying that we are enough because that I'm okay enough without my makeup, and I'm okay without in whatever size of my body that I am at this moment, and just being content exactly where we're at. And although, yes, truth and all of that, because God did make you beautiful.
Yes.
And you are accepted by God exactly the way you are. However, are you bringing glory to God exactly the way you are? You know, we've talked about body image before, and yes, be healthy, exercise, do all those things. Yes, put makeup on, curl your hair, straighten it, leave it naturally curly. Yes, please brush your teeth. Please take a shower. But is everything that we're doing, is it bringing glory to God? Are we bringing glory to God through exercising?
Are you dieting to punish yourself? Are you exercising to punish yourself because you're too big? Are you not dieting and it inadvertently punishing you, you know, causing potential health risks you know, we're all very aware at this point of what a poor diet can do to your health. You know, like, where are you coming from?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you are exercising to take care of the body that God gave you, wonderful. If you are eating to take care of the body God gave you, yes. When you take Jesus out of that equation, it can run off the rails very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The reason we are enough is because of everything God has done for us. When God died on the cross, and I know we've mentioned this before, and I know this is probably something that you already know, but it gives me goosebumps every single time I hear it. So I'm going to say it again. When Jesus said, "It is finished," on the cross, the veil was torn from the top to the bottom into the Holy of Holies, the place that only the priests could go when they were completely cleansed and purified, and they were given permission to go in there. And God tore that open from the top to the bottom, which shows, and I've heard that it was a very thick and very tall drape. So there is no humanly possible way for any man to have been able to tear it open. And the fact that God tore that open gives us access to all of his power, to all of his glory, to all of his awesomeness, if you will. And he put it inside of us. And when the Holy Spirit came to live inside of us after Jesus went into heaven, we now are able to have all of that almighty power inside of us only because of the sacrifice that Jesus gave to us. He has made us enough. He's made us enough because of his perfect sacrifice. So the next time that you look in the mirror and you see your flaws and you see everything else, or the next time that you look in the mirror and you say, "I can do this, I can pull myself up, I am enough," I want both sides of that story to take a pause and say, "No, because of what Jesus did for me, that's why I'm enough." So go forward in your day, walking boldly and bringing glory to Jesus in every single thing you do. When you're getting ready, when you're going to work, when you're taking your kids to school, when you're staying at home and taking care of the house, no matter what it is that you're doing, are you bringing glory to God in everything that you're doing?
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Yeah.
So guys, that is it for this podcast. Jen and I just wanted to be absolutely, completely, and utterly, abundantly clear that even though this podcast is called Enough Pod, and we talk about how we are enough, the whole center of how we are enough is Jesus. Jen and I are nothing without Jesus.
Mm-hmm. If today you're not sure how Jesus is enough for you, then why don't you send us a message? Because we'd love to get more deep with you about what Jesus has done and who he is to us. So if you're not sure today how to have Jesus a bigger part of your life, or you don't know Jesus personally, would you reach out to us? You can message us on Instagram at enoughpod
or enoughpodladies@gmail.com. And if you love Jesus like Jen and I do, we would love to hear your stories of how Jesus was enough for you in any situation, because it is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, guys. So if you have any story you want to share with us, we would love to hear it. And remember, when the going gets tough and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember you are enough because Jesus is enough.
Okay. All right. My hair has to be pretty, even though we're not using it.
Okay. Hey, my face isn't pretty. Your hair doesn't have to be pretty.
Yeah. My face isn't pretty either. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Oh my goodness. Okay.
We got some bloopers for the end.
You know, Jen and I took a decent little break from recording these episodes, and I'm rusty and it shows. This is great.
Where are we going with that, Courtney?
Wow, that was a big wall I ran into.
You're like, enough. I can't say anymore.
Or at G. Nope, I never do that one.
It's hard, isn't it?